The slow-moving landslide on Yakima Valley's Rattlesnake Ridge points to a larger problem plaguing the region: affordable housing. When residents were told to move away from the slide area, there were few places to go. Correspondent Anna King and Northwest Public Broadcasting's Esme Jimenez report.
This is Esme, and it's dinner time at Luis Solorio's place. Chicken simmers and a bubbly pot of beans stews in the corner. It's been a while since his family has been able to cook in a real kitchen. He says you can't cook what you want to eat in a hotel. Solorio's wife and kids just moved here this week, along with his sister, mother, and two dogs.
This is Anna. The Solorios used to live at the foot of Rattlesnake Ridge, just outside of Yakima. But in October, a slow-moving landslide threatened Solorio's home and a dozen others. Emergency officials issued an evacuation order, and the Solorios had to scramble to find a new place to live.
When we visited Solorio, he said,
"Esto está difícil porque toda la gente busca casas."
It's hard because it seems like everyone is looking for affordable housing, but everything seems to be already filled.
We all know that housing in the Northwest is tight. It's hard to find an affordable place to live in cities like Seattle. But check this out. In the Yakima Valley, it's even worse. There's a lower vacancy rate. The executive director of the Yakima Housing Authority, Lowell Kruger, says,
"It is really hard for anybody to find housing, and I don't care what income you're talking about."
His numbers show that last spring, King County rentals had a vacancy of just over 3%. In Yakima County, those rates drop even further, down to 1%. That's because in central Washington, the Great Recession pummeled the construction industry, and few new homes were built for years. And many people who used to qualify for mortgages don't anymore. So there's a lot of people who are looking for rentals instead of owning homes.
Pickings are slim, and the homes that are left go to those who have the cash at hand. A lot of the low-income people out here are ag workers. They work seasonally. They often make minimum wage. Sometimes, like in the dead of winter, there's no work at all.
It's not as though nothing is being done. Some help has come to certain parts of the Yakima Valley. In Prosser, just a county over, the final screws are turning on apartments for low-income farm workers and the elderly.
Still a big thing, yes.
We get the tour from the head of Catholic Charities serving Central Washington. And as we walk around, we bump into James Matt, a retired veteran. He and his wife just moved into a one-bedroom. He loves it.
Main thing is, I got PTSD and it's quiet. There's not a lot of hollering.
It took him 10 weeks to find this place.
Life is hard out there, especially for families. I feel sorry for them, especially for the kids.
This complex has 61 units. Nearby, there's another complex specifically for farm workers. Catholic Charities has a total of 800 units, spanning from Wenatchee to Yakima to Benton City.
But for every low-income unit they build, four families are already lined up waiting to fill them. Emergency officials managing the Rattlesnake Ridge landslide reached out to Catholic Charities for help. But the nonprofit didn't have any space.
So those people who were displaced by the landslide, most of those families are still holed up in a hotel in Yakima. For the emergency, they got 5 paid weeks of housing, but that's almost over now. Solorio says his family was lucky to find this home, but it's now further away from his work and double the rent. Of the displaced folks at the hotel, his family is the only one that's found a permanent home.
Solorio says no one knows when that landslide will go, and he doesn't know if he can afford this new place for long.
But he says, echándole ganas, there's little option but to try. I'm Esme Jimenez.
And I'm Anna King,
reporting from the Yakima Valley.